Hey, good morning. This is Jose.
Yes, he is too.
Hey, Jose, this is Zach from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for asking. Is this a good time to talk right now? Do you have a couple minutes?
And I've been right now. Do you need something information? I know where I did last night. I put there my information too.
I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff, and I was following up on the web registration you had done with us.
Yeah, I did last night.
So what were you looking to do? Looks like you're looking for some equipment and some capital for the business.
Yeah, that's I have my small company, not this not big company, it's a small company, but that's the idea is I applying for because I had a wood chipper. The wood chipper is for the branches. But I did this credit by one of refinancing. I don't speak good English there. I don't know if you understand me.
That's okay, I do. So you're looking, so you bought a wood chipper, or you're looking to get a wood chipper?
I have the wood chipper, but I want to pay full, but that's I want to transfer the credit because
Oh,
that's
you want to
the. Yeah, go ahead.
pay it off. That's what he means.
Yes, because the financial company they have very high, completely high the interest. That's the question is, I don't know how much is the finances, how much is the APR or the interest, how much is the I want to see, because that's when I see the paper that's put my information. So you call me, that's my question.
So we have our equipment finance. We have two different programs here. We have one where for equipment financing for when you're going to bring on equipment, and that's a 2 to 5 year loan, and it's the rate starts at the in the low single digits, right around 4 or 4.5%. So if you're looking, and that is for when you're bringing on equipment. Then we have another program called working capital. And this might be what you're looking for to pay off the wood chipper. And this is based on the sales of the business from the last year. So based off of that, we can lend up to 10 to 15% of your sales from last year to use, as you see fit for the business to pay down debt, for marketing, bring on additional employees or do some bulk purchasing, things of that nature. So you were looking for capital. Were you looking for any equipment as well, or just looking to pay off that wood chipper?
I want to pay off my wood chipper, and I want to look the other truck too.
Okay.
That's I needed capital for buy the new machines and then the other truck because that's my business. Thanks God we're growing, but I needed the other truck. And I need the more equipment for doing my job on the trees.
Okay, do you have invoices for the pieces of equipment that you've been looking at? Have you gotten that far yet? Do you have like an invoice or something that lets us know what exactly you're looking at and the price range of those items?
I have all of it.
Okay,
I need the contract. I had the bills paying, and
okay.
yeah, because there is I don't know. I don't like this company, this nice company, because
Who was it? Who'd you do it through? Do you know the name?
Give me 1 second. Let me see. I have idea, but. You see, do you give me like 2 minutes? I can give you exactly what is the name.
No problem.
I'm here in the house right now.
No
Yeah,
problem, no problem.
give me 1 minute.
Okay.
Almost sorry.
Front door.
So how's your week going? Busy this week?
Excellent, but exactly because we have a lot of work.
Okay.
But that's the problem is today. Yesterday we started rain, but when raining, that is my broke my schedule. That is not good for me.
Ah, gotcha.
I prefer to keep it busy.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that you're out in Texas. It looks like you guys are going to get some more rain in the next couple of days.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. Yeah. It's terrible. Okay. Do you want, like, the company name, right?
Yeah. The company that is financing that wood chipper for you.
Uh-huh. The company is Allegiant.
Allegiant.
Allegiant. Yeah. Partners. Uh huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you know how much time do you have left on the financing for that?
It's for 5 years.
5 years, and then how long have you been paying on it?
It was that November.
Since November of 2015.
Yes. Yes, okay. November 2015, yeah.
And then what is your monthly payment for that item?
It's $878.92.
Okay.
$878.92, yes.
Okay, monthly payback. And do you know what the total payback is going to be on that when you're done paying? Did they show that to you on there?
Yeah, the machine price is $38.70. But you see, I do the number like 800, 800, uh-huh. 7, 8. We supposed to be with this company, we pay 62,700 supposed to be. I tell my son, man,
that's almost double.
Oh, yeah, when I do the number, man, it's too expensive. Yes, over the 25%. Yeah.
Do you get it? Would you get a discount if for paying off this equipment early?
I don't know, I'm not sure, because
there normally is some sort of a discount for paying off your equipment early, which looks mm-hmm. like something you may want to do. I mean, they're charging you double the price of the machine, mm-hmm. you know. So it sounds like you have a good idea in mind, and I believe we can help you out with that. Do you have invoices for the truck that you're looking at?
For the truck I'm looking for?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I don't. I don't have, because I don't have the capital. I don't have the money now. That I don't looking for yet, because I had truck. I had the old wood chipper too. But my truck is like 2000 GFC C6500.
Yeah.
That is pay full. And we had the other wood chipper. Is 98.
Okay.
But that is good chipper. It's excellent condition. But we buy the new one because we had the new contractor with the gas course.
Uh huh.
And there we needed more the wood chipper, more better. That's more fast and do the
right.
best job.
Do you guys use the wood chips as mulch and try to sell that stuff? Have you thought about that?
Don't use it. We throw away. We pay where I don't.
Oh, okay. I was talking with another landscaper that I helped bring on a lawnmower, and they have a wood chipper as well. And what they do after they chip it is they save the chips of the mulch, uh-huh. and they actually sell that, and they're making doing a little side business selling that on the side. So like, and nothing goes to waste that way, you know.
Yeah, I know. But in this area, I don't know. Nobody do it that.
Yeah.
Because. The I guess the problem is they don't have the good space for keeping the wood.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. And when wood chipper that the branch is lying, is green. But that's the problem is you use this the mulch like that.
Uh-huh.
This is not good idea for the plant, because when the processing for dying.
Uh-huh.
That is stealing gas. It's expired gas. That is not good for the plant.
Gotcha.
That we need a new processing. Uh-huh.
Okay, that makes sense.
Process. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me just ask you a couple questions about the business. How long have you guys been in business?
Like, register, everything is paying tax. We are around like 8 years.
8 years, great.
What started like in 2002, but then a small business, very, very small. But when I take more customers, that's I register, I put the name of my company, I do everything correctly.
Okay, so
it's like 8 or 9 years.
Okay, great. Yeah. Great. That's yeah, it sounds like you guys are growing too, so that's really good.
Thanks, guys. We're growing good. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are a person in the group.
Okay. And then let me So that one program that I was telling you about, our working capital, is based on the sales of last year. Do you happen to know offhand what you guys did in sales last year?
That's I don't understand what you're saying. Sorry. What do you mean?
You know, like when you do your taxes and the second line where it says sales for the business, like your gross annual sales?
Oh, yeah. I had the papers.
Do you happen to know what that number is?
The last year?
Yeah.
It's like report before the pay my guys or after pay?
Before.
Before is 180 something.
Okay, great. Uh-huh. So, you know, based off that number, we would be able to potentially free up almost $100,000 for you to use as you see fit, and you don't have to take that entire amount. You take what you want, maybe pay off that item, and then, you know, if you needed the extra, it would be sitting there waiting for you if you wanted to, you know, bring on additional employees or pay some other operational costs, we could make that available for you. So it looks like we could just on the things that you've told me, that we could be able to help you out, paying down that item. How would you rate your credit? Is it, you know, fair, decent, good, not so good?
I guess it's good because it's like 720, something like that.
Yeah, that's excellent. That's well above the national average, so that will work in your favor as well. How quickly were you looking to bring on that new truck?
How quickly?
Yeah, did you need it within the month, or are you just starting to look right now? Or
probably like now, I think like month, because tomorrow I had the plan for go to El Salvador. I had the emergency go to there. I need to go for two weeks. I'm sorry. because we are from El Salvador. My family and me are from El Salvador. I need to go to El Salvador for 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
We fly tomorrow. We come by like June 7th.
June 7th.
In the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah, we started work June 8th. I guess after June 8th, that's I need it very, very soon because.
Okay. Well, Jose, I have an idea. So we would need a couple more items about the business to take a look at to see what we could make available to you with regards to cash. Would you be able to get those into me today or tomorrow before you fly out to El Salvador? By the time you come back, we'll have an approval waiting for you. And so that way, once you get back, you're ready to get back to work. That'll be sitting there waiting for you. And then, we can go from there. Once you get back, then we can start working on getting you that new work truck. Does that sound good?
Okay. Awesome. Good. Yeah. With this company, the contacting and calling and talk to and do the paper, all of it, that they give the information, my son. My son is Christian. Can he do it for me or not?
Well, yes, but we would need, as far as signatures are concerned, on paperwork, we would need your signature since you are the owner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But my wife, too. Is she
part of the part owner of the business?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Are you guys 50-50?
Principal and the income. That is, she is there, but... And the paper for the tax, just say Jose Ramirez and J&J Ramirez the Trimmer. That's the company name. But when I do an income, she is. We do together.
Okay, yeah. So it's like a joint a joint filing for the business.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, Jose, here's what I want to do. I have your email here as a CORVERAJOR at hotmail.com.
Yeah, this is my
Corvera. Yes.
Corvera. Corvera is because and then my country used the two last names.
Okay.
Then the last name Ramirez Corvera.
Gotcha. Uh-huh. So I have an email address. I want to send you an email with the other items that we'll need to get you that approval. And then as soon as you get that back to me, I'll start working on it for you. And I know that you're leaving the country tomorrow. The plan is to have an approval for you waiting by the time you come back so you can kind of just hit the ground running, you know, get that money into your account, pay off that that item, and then we can start working on your truck if that sounds good to you.
Oh, yeah, excellent. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm gonna send you that email. You should receive it in about 10 minutes here. And do you think you'd be able to get the paperwork back to me today? It's a one-page application. We need to look at some bank statements and then the first two pages of your tax return. And then if you have paperwork on that equipment, you know how you're telling me that the total payback and the monthly payback for that that wood chipper. If you could attach that as well, you know, that would be the information that we would need to make you the best offer possible.
Okay.
And
the truck I'm looking is like used truck, probably like I don't think so over like 25, probably like high price, probably like 30, 25 or 20 or 25 is okay, and I pay the balance for my wood chipper.
Okay,
I don't looking for over $100,000.
Okay,
I looking yes, I want to pay because I know how the business is doing.
Yeah, so you know we'll get a couple options there for you, and we'll see what's going to work best for you. But my idea is this, we'll start working on the truck for you when you get back because there'll be a lot of back and forth. Like we'll be emailing each other and I'll be calling you every so often. So it'll be better if you're in the country when we to start working on that, and you know, if that makes sense for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
great. Great. So before we get off the phone today, do you have any other questions for me that I can answer?
What city do you are?
What city am I in? We're in San Diego, California.
Oh, in California. Okay.
Yeah. We're right here in La Jolla, San Diego. So.
Okay. Sure. Let me, I'm waiting and let me talk to my son. Maybe my son can help me with this, the paper and the computer because I don't good on the computers.
I understand.
you tell me how to remove the tree. You tell me how to remove these branches or that I
you
know.
You can do it. Yeah.
I can do it. That's in my area. And the system, computer, that is completely bad.
I hear you. That's how I am with certain things as well, you know?
Yeah.
I'm good in certain things. Other things I need help with.
Yeah, I can do any in the landscaping and the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Any job you tell me, ask me, I can do it. Yes, I do it. And the computer, oh my gosh. It's terrible.
Yeah, I'm almost the same way. So I understand.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay.
But Jose, so keep your eyes open. I'm going to send you that email in about 10 minutes here. And then my direct number will be on there as well. So if you or your son have any questions, you can just call me directly, and I'll be more than happy to answer them for you.
Absolutely. Excellent. Excellent.
Okay, Jose, and then we'll talk soon here. It was a pleasure to meet you and speak with you today.
Oh, same like me.
Right on.
Let me open my computer and we'll see. We wait.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
We'll talk soon. Okay, bye-bye.